Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love. And I'll have to stay strong, whether they're right or wrong.
We're back at 17, no, 7 till the hour. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? 7 until the hour, 53 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano. Gene, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me online at CFOForRent, CFOForRent.com, or you could just type in my name, GeneSiciliano.com. That's GeneSiciliano.com.
So check it out there, folks, and you can find all the things that Gene does there. His book is called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager, available there and as well as wherever books are sold. Gene, we're talking about you know, once you've done everything you can to get the money from the bank, and you may or may not get it, maybe you get some, maybe you don't, going for investors. And I like the idea that you posed about some investors have more of an interest than just a return on their money. They're going to want their money back. They're going to want a return, but they've got other things. Maybe there's some symbiosis there between you and the investor, right?
You bet. We call that a strategic relationship, where they have a strategic interest, and therefore they're a strategic investor, not just a financial investor.
Right.
Maybe they're a supplier. Maybe they're a customer. Maybe they're maybe they're a supplier of one of your suppliers. Somehow they have an interest in your industry.
Right.
And being involved in your business will help them in theirs.
Right. Right.
That's really what you're looking for.
Right, exactly. And that happens all the time. So how do we approach somebody? How do we approach an investor when we're, you know, especially, you know, once you've been turned down by the bank, you're kind of wounded and maybe even a little desperate. How do you dress up this thing and put a little lipstick on the pig for an investor?
First thing a private business owner is going to have to do is recognize that it's not a bad thing to have someone else investing in your company. The big companies live that way all the time, and you may be an entrepreneur that's owned 100% of your company during its whole existence, but it's not a bad thing to have someone else involved with it. In fact, it can be an asset because they bring information and connections and links and ideas that may very well help your business grow. So
right.
Accepting that idea is the first thing. Secondly, then you need to look for people who truly would have a benefit to their business by being involved with yours. Maybe you can share information, technology, ideas, markets, customers. Look for someone who you can say to them, I can bring something to the table to you if you bring something to me, namely money.
There are a lot of people out there who worked for big companies all their lives. And they made some money, they got some money, and you happen to be in the industry that they were in or an industry that they're interested in. And you now give them not only an opportunity to invest, but an opportunity to stay productive and to stay involved.
Absolutely right.
But now you're not just bringing in an equity partner. You also got to realize you're bringing in somebody else, somebody who's going to be tinkering around, walking around in the business. And you got to make sure that you're comfortable with that scenario, and you have to set parameters, don't you?
Well, here's the difference between these folks and your friendly neighborhood banker. These guys understand the industry that you're in. To a much greater extent than your banker does.
Right.
And they're likely to bring a more precise eye for analyzing the strengths and weaknesses of your business. So you may be able to blow a little smoke in the direction of your banker. A strategic investor is going to understand the strengths and weaknesses of your position. So you kind of have to balance being honest with them with emphasizing the strategic strengths and
right.
the reasons why you ought to do business together.
Well, and the other thing is, how many businesses have a great idea and a great product, a great strategy, et cetera, but they just can't break through to the right decision makers? They need to meet the right people to get in front of them, and it's quite likely that this strategic investor that you're talking about, that's one of the things you're going to want to ask is, you know, who can you introduce us to? How can you help us, you know, make a quantum leap with our contacts?
You bet. Absolutely right. And sometimes it makes sense to find an outside advisor, a consultant, a specialist, someone who does this kind of thing to help you do it. Sometimes that is money well spent.
There's no question about it.
Help you through the process.
No question about it, because folks, you're not supposed to, listen to me now. This is going to be on the test. You're not supposed to be an expert at the kind of stuff that Gene and I are talking about. So don't feel like there's anything wrong with you. You're not supposed to know this stuff. That's what people like Gene do. So find somebody, Gene or somebody like him, to help you with this. They will be worth their weight in gold. No question about it. Hey, Gene, give us that website quickly one more time.
CFOFORRENT, CFOforRent.com.
Thanks, Gene, for being here. Good job. Good information today. Well done today.
Bye now.
Gene Siciliano, ladies and gentlemen. Finance for the Non-Financial Managers. That's also his book. Don't forget that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, today be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.